Hello. We are going to talk today about MySQL Protocol's latest addition, what we call query attributes. My name is Georgi Kodinov, and I am leading the server general team in MySQL organization. Okay, so a little bit about me. I've been working on MySQL since 2006, and I'm based in Plovdiv, Bulgaria. And before MySQL and databases development in general, I've been working in banking. Right, so let's get to the points. There are so many questions that one can ask themselves while they are looking at how MySQL executes queries and how they are transferred from the client to the server or the network. Examples of these queries are, I want to assign tags to my queries. I want to somehow recognize my queries and be able to somehow offline tag them somehow, so that I can then check where these queries are coming. Another question would be, I'd like to use prepare statement parameters, but without the extra round trip. So prepare statements is a really great way to avoid SQL injection because you put your data in a separate compartment, and it basically transfers them together with the query, not as part of the text of the query, which how you otherwise execute SQL. Another question that one can ask themselves is, why should I send query data inline as strings, which is kind of related to the previous question, but it also reflects one very particular oddity of the MySQL command that executes SQL. It's basically all it takes is text. Right, so these are all very worthy questions, and we need to find ways to answer them. So how do we go about it? Well, we start with the normal things that you should probably all know and love by now. Well, not love, but know. on the left, the promptly featured is the simple but fast and very familiar comquery command, or RPC, however you want to call it. As you can see, it is indeed very, very simple. There is a tag denoting that this is comquery, and then the text of the query itself, nothing more. Simple, very fast to transfer and very fast to process. You just yank out the string and execute it in the server. Right, this is all great, but as you can see, it is obvious why some of these questions are popping up, because this RPC is very simple and does not support pretty much anything but textual queries. Now let's move on the right side, where you have the prepared state, so-called prepared statements API. This consists of two commands. One is STMT prepare, which is similar to comquery, but it does not execute the query, it just compiles it and returns an ID. Then you fetch that ID and you execute another round trip or command or query or whatever from your client to the server again, citing the ID of that prepare statement that you've gotten from the previous RPC or command. And then you pass the data you want to pass, namely the parameters. As you can see, they can be passed separately, and they can be encoded in a binary format. So that is all great, very powerful and very secure, but you are paying the price of two round trips at least. And that is a bit taxing if all of your queries are dynamically created. So as you can see, this other approach is good for certain things, but it's probably not fit to answer some of the questions that we posed in this time. Okay. So how do we solve this? This is how basically we select the possibility and we walk until we reach it. This is a quote from one of my favorite books. Right. So introducing the new and improved conquiry. It is very, very similar to the old one, but it kind of looks like conquiry and prepare statement API combined. But there is this one new element which was not present in prepare statement commands, which is we now have a parameter name. So this is new, brand new. And as you can see, the whole new block is surrounded by a capability flag. So if you have an old client and it does not know what this is, then you can, then it won't have this capability flag on, so it will still work, backward compatibility and all. Ditto a newer client towards an older server. Right, so this sounds like a very good answer to most of these questions. Because we want to be uniform across the board, we add these two new elements to the com stmt execute command itself. So the first one is basically now, because com stmt execute can eventually carry two sets of parameters. One is the normal prepare statement parameters, and the other is this new named parameter set or query attributes, however you want to call them, or metadata, that's another good name. So now we need to know how many of these there are, how many of the second kind there are. So we need to add one extra number here, and that's the first part. The second part is, of course, the names. You need to add the names too, if, orthogonality. Right. So how does this all look on the CAPI side, which is what most of the client-side application developers would use anyway? We have one new CAPI, which sounds very familiar to those that have been working with prepare statement, but this one does not work on prepare statement. It works on the MySQL endo itself, so no preparation, but it does take the MySQL bind structure, an array of that. And also it does take an array of names. On the right, you can see how what do I need to do to pass two named attributes to comquery, named name one and name two, and the first having a character data and the second having a integer data. The first block is the binding itself, and the second block, which you can see behind my back here, is the actual execution of the query that uses this data. We'll come to the SQL syntax later, so bear with me. As you can see, it is very similar to what you probably are used to if you are binding parameters to prepare statements. So, and that was a similarity that was specifically solved. Okay, so we clarified how we send this data to the server, but what do we do with the data once it reaches the server? In 8.0 we have this wonderful component, new mechanism called component services, addition defines a number of new component services that one could use, and they are also implemented by the so-called server call. So the first service that I want to bring to your attention is the iterator service. So this basically, this is what you call against the session. This is this DHD thingy, that will get you an iterator handle that you can iterate over with the next function. And you can also check the names and the values of the the names and the types of the parameters. Sorry. And then, of course, you can release the thing. Your cleanup is important, so you need to be doing it. But how do you get the values of the parameters themselves? There are two new services that I added to the server component. The first one is very, very obvious. It takes an iterator and returns a Boolean whether the parameter is null or not. So this is self-explanatory, I hope. And the second one is a bit more, than that. It takes again an iterator, but returns a handle to a string value. So MySQL keeps strings, MySQL server keeps strings together with their character set and some extra attributes. And this handle is a service proper way to deal with such in-memory objects inside the server. So out of this string, you can extract UTF data, you can extract the character set of the data coming in and all of that, basically. So yeah. It is a demonstration how this service interface is stacked up to provide you with some meaningful tools. And to demonstrate the concept at SQL level, I've created one user-defined function, which basically uses these service APIs, component service APIs that I mentioned, to implement a very SQL way, kind of an SQL way to access the data passed as query attributes. And this is the MySQL query attribute string. It does take a name and returns either the value, if there is one, or it returns a null, denoting that there's no such parameter. To make things a bit simpler, I also added a new MySQL command line tool command, which is called query underscore attributes, as you can see here. This basically makes the MySQL command line tool to, store these query attributes so that it will send them together with the next query. As you can see, a very convenient command and a very, very simple. Ideally this should be part of the parser, but there is a bit of a debate going on how exactly the syntax should look like, so please stay tuned. Right, so wonderful new possibilities there, but of course there is a price tag attached. And the cost of the new functionalities as detailed here. So basically we have one new capability flag that we're spending. This is for backward compatibility and because we want to keep the protocol compatible forward and back. We also have, once you turn this capability flag on and you don't want to pass query attributes, which is something that you will probably not be doing for most of the queries anyway, in ComQuery RPC, you will need to pay one extra 0 byte, which is the count of the parameters that you're going to be sending. So, now you need to say, I want to be sending 0 parameters instead of, not saying anything. It's a single byte, and the ComQuery RPC itself is much larger than that. So, I think it's a understandable compromise and should not affect what you are doing a lot. Of course, for the com-stmt execute the prepare statement RPC additions, there is one extra 0 byte again for the count and one extra 0 byte per parameter value. That's for the name. So you need to say, I'm sending no name, basically, for each parameter value you send, which is A bit more than what you spent in Compuari, but Compuari is kind of the primary delivery vehicle and the primary recipient of this feature anyway. So yeah, well, the price is the price. Okay, so where do we go? As you've probably understood by the presentation so far, this is just, well, pretty much the network exchange extended and some preliminary functions here and there for the server and to consume this and process this. One obvious way that I already mentioned to kind of extend this feature further is to basically make the SQL parser process the name parameter marker syntax. There is a bit of a debate going on inside the team. How shall this syntax look like? So if you want to chip in, my email is on the bottom of the slide. Please send me an email or, well, I'm following the MySQL forums on forums.mysql.com. You can go there too and post your opinions, of course. Another thing that we can probably do is extend the component service API to deal with more data types. Right now, which we only do strings as a service. So, well, you will basically get all the string data, all the data as strings if you ask for them through that service. But the network part itself carries all the possible data types that the MySQL CAPI can process for prepare statement parameter. So, I did not want to add them all because, well, that would be a bit of a waste once added, they are a bit hard to repair. And this is my second question to you all. What data types of these query attributes or query parameters would you most like to see? Again, my email is on the slide, so please reach out to me and tell me what kind of parameter types would you like to see. And in what order. And another obvious extension would be to extend the CAPI to allow passing name parameters for prepare statements. This is, well, a bit lower priority in my limited mind because, well, the prepare statement parameters, positional parameters, anonymous parameters, if you like, work really well even today.
Hello. Okay, so answering questions here. Thank you, Sveta, for your question and for your bug report. I've got it, and I also got Jesper's blog, through Jesper's blog on the same subject. Right now, if you do SQL, your only option to access these values are from the same thread. You cannot really access them, the values for different threads in the server. This is a very good suggestion that you have in this book. We will consider it, but well, stay tuned for the right delivery mechanism, by the way. I am not sure the performance schema is it, but this is still under debate. Yeah, so that's what I can tell. Anything else? Oh, that I can see. So please ask away if you have questions. And as you can see, through the magic of remote conferencing, I wear exactly the same outfit as I did during my presentation. So, yeah. Thank you, Joro.
Thank you, Joro.
I'm joining you.
Thank you, Fred. Oh, you have a really nice hat.
Yes, it's a dolphin. I don't have the chance to have the same haircut as you.
Sorry, Candy.
There is not much question right now, so only the Sveta ones. Let me see.
Yes.
So... thank you very much.
Fred, we are so fortunate that our mascot is not an elephant, you know, otherwise this head would be weird.
That's for sure. Okay, so I think the next talk will start soon. And so thank you very much. Yeah, this year we don't have much questions so far, so let's hope to have more and more coming. And I will leave you here and go back to the main room to listen to me because there is a small lag between the two rooms. Thank you, Joro. Bye-bye.
Thank you. Bye.